what he said today, he just told me in my mind, and when he spoke, I'm just so grateful to the Lord. I stand here a grateful preacher. I have to go back over what I was ministering on last week. I don't know if I've ever done that before, but the Lord took me to some words that, you know, I noticed there are words in the scriptures when you read them, sometimes they don't mean anything at the time. And you go back in a little at or the or this or they, but turn everything around. I heard myself telling you all, I want to know how much you love the Lord. How much you think he loves you. You know how much he loves us, we can never tell, can we? But I saw the Lord putting on the ephod on everybody in here. I saw him putting the ephod on you. And I saw you coming to God and asking him what you needed. And I saw God giving you what you need. I saw this in my mind. I did. And I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what I was supposed to do because I'm the priest right here now. Was I supposed to just go and tie this on you? This is the garment that the priest wore before the breastplate was put on. You ain't got the breastplate on, just the ephod. And I thought about it being the breastplate of righteousness. And you are righteous through Jesus Christ, your Lord. I think that what God is doing to the church now is bringing them into a place of knowing. We're going to know who we are. Amen. And I just want to thank the Lord for what he's doing. I thank the Lord for all of you, for Sister Gerda who's telling me. And I'm Sister Gerda, I got to talk to you some more. I just got to. I got a reason for doing it. I have a reason. And I just, sorry to hear about Trina. But I want you to know, you come to the house of God. You didn't come for nobody but yourself. And while he's looking at you. He's looking right at you. So what you need and want, don't you worry about your next door neighbor who's sitting next to you. You reach out to God for yourself this morning. Well, you know, the song says, me standing in the need of prayer. It's me standing in the need of prayer. I want you all to reach out this morning. It's the word go forth, reach out to God. God was here all the way. Every song you sung, every testimony you said, he was here. He was in your testimonies, in your songs, in the word that he spoke to us today. I'm telling you, God is moving by his spirit and by his power. And I really want to thank him. Praise, like sister said, for the trials. Well, trials make your life. They really do. And he knows what you can bear. Now, if you ever want to grow up and you say, well, this is a doozy here, this trial here. Well, you must have grown up. You must be grown enough to take it. Or he wouldn't put it on you. So I just want to really thank the Lord for what he's going to do. Because I'm looking for him to do signs and wonders and miracles. That's God. This little stuff, that ain't not God. Is. I was laying in my bed tonight, last night, and I told the Lord, I said, I don't know where people see you, but I see you everywhere. I see you in your wonderful mind to help people to make sheetrock. Now, see that, Sarah? To put it up. People used to live in mud houses. People used to have a mud window. I said, I even see you in you letting man understand how to make a window. Hallelujah. He's in everything. I said, everything. God is great. Nothing he cannot do. And I'm feeling that. I said, God, ain't nothing you can do. I said, I don't care what it is. You can do it, Lord. You can do it. I want you all to get that feeling in your heart about your God. Ask God, Lord, help me to love you more. Help me to know who I am and who you are. Because that's what David knew. Why he didn't have to go call a fast and a prayer. All he had to do was encourage himself in his God. That's what we're going to talk about today. It's a difference. There's a time to fast and pray, but you do a little of that all the time. Get you enough up there. Put some up in the bank of heaven. Don't have to be fasting when you know, you got to pray for somebody. I got to go fast. Do too late then. The child ought to be dead or went did something. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to have something up in heaven that can secure you when you get in some trouble sometime down here. You ain't got to go do that. You just pull out what's up there. Now, that's what he showed me. That's what he found. Where you staying? We doing this thing. See, sweetheart, you in a church now that don't have any type of nothing wrote down. I ought to do something really. Well, that wasn't supposed to done then. I'm sorry. So I just ask God to help you. I'm feeling good. I don't know what I might do. Shoot, I don't know. I'm really feeling good in my soul, and I thank God for where we're standing, every one of us. Listen, your trial is not too big. Trade with me if you want to. You think yours will be, I'll take yours, you take mine. There's nothing too hard for God. I don't care where you are, where you been, who do what, who do well. God will help you and get you out this morning if you want to. You can come on out of that thing. You can step on out. You done cried enough now. He's seen your tears. And you know, it ain't because of what you do. You ain't never good enough. I don't care how many days you done failed. You know, people, they do things, to put up brownie points. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The man was on the cross. What had he done? That man was on that cross. What had he done? He was up there because he deserved to be up there. He had robbed and stole, probably killed a few people too. You know, in the process. But when he saw Jesus, like I'm asking God to open your eyes this morning, my eyes, your eyes, let us see Jesus only. And he said, Lord, remember me. Turn to him and say, Lord, remember me. And I ain't say because you did so much, because you ain't did enough. You ain't good enough. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Let me show you something. I was a man on the left side. He ain't saying nothing. You ever thought about that? He heard the man say, Lord, remember. He ain't saying nothing. But you speaking this morning. Lord, remember me. Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Remember me. And he's going to remember you today because that's what he told me to tell you. We will read the word. We will do that. Father, I'm just feeling really, really good today. I want to thank you for the trials and thank you for the tests. Nobody knows like you do how to bring people into where you want them to go. I thank you for this, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for those that have stood with me and loved me and prayed for me. Thank you for those who pray for one another, who love each other. Thank you. I mean, truly, truly, truly. Thank you. And I appreciate you, Lord. Let everyone know here today that they can have what they want from you. They ain't done enough. Don't let the devil tell them you ain't done this and that, because so what? We can't do it no way. It's you, oh God. It's your love for man. It's your love for me. It's your love for man that's out there, Lord. It's your love, hallelujah. You loved us so much, God. So much, so much. Till you gave what we couldn't do, Lord. We couldn't pay nothing. We didn't have enough to pay. But you did it all. You love us so much. Let the saints know how much you love us, Lord. Let me know how much you love me, Lord. Let them know how much we love this. I know we can't just know it all at once. It probably would swallow us up. But we can know enough, Lord, to keep us in the trials, to keep us, Lord, standing when everything else gives way. I'm asking in Jesus' name, Father, you take this service and let me preach what you put in my heart. Let it be anointed that it could break every yoke. Every yoke, God. Every yoke, every sickness, every sin, Lord, let it be, Lord, in Jesus' holy name, I'm asking you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I'm telling you, God is so good. If I've ever seen anything, it's the love of God through this trial. I've seen God. I've seen him. I feel him in the night, and sometimes I get so, but then I feel God. He's just so good. He's so good. So don't cry for me. If you cry, cry happy tears. happy tears. And brother, I want to do something. I want you to, any man got a handkerchief? Who got a handkerchief? Y'all don't carry a handkerchief. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all don't got too new. A handkerchief. No, nobody got a handkerchief. Well, that's what we're going to have to do. Anoint this issue in the name of Jesus, sister. You to take this and put this on your son. Put it on your son. Put it on your son. Maybe he had to blow his nose up. He won't know the difference. Put it on your son. And I'm believing God to give your son a miracle. Can y'all believe it? Come on. This is the time of miracles now. And I want you to believe, brother. I want you to believe. You do believe. Okay, put it on there in faith. You can't do nothing, but God can. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Turn with me to Samuel, beloved. You may be seated, my beloved. He believes that. I just thank the Lord for that. Okay. I want to go over. I thought I had got that. But y'all remember we read last week, we read about King Josiah. Remember when he was, all this multitude came against him. Try to find that for me, sister. I think it's in Samuel. I lost my place in this Samuel. No, it would be, huh? No, in Chronicles. In Chronicles. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Chronicles. Okay, around the 20th chapter of Chronicles. And also, to our visitor, thank you for coming. May God meet your every need. He's going to do it if you believe it. He'll do anything you want to. He loves you, honey. Love you so much. Okay. That's where it was. It's in Chronicles. I want to start in Chronicles. We did last week. Okay. You remember how somebody came against your Jehoshaphat, I'm sorry, Jehoshaphat. But I want you to read the third verse. I'm going to read that. Now, everybody came against Jehoshaphat. All these people. Now, we read that last week, but this week we're going to get something out of this thing. Came to pass that also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon with the others beside the Ammonites and all these people came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there's coming a great multitude against you from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, there be in Hedazantama, that's I think one of the longest words, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared. Say, and Jehoshaphat feared. And Jehoshaphat feared. And God tell us not to fear. He told Joshua, fear not. He said, I command you not to fear. I'm commanding you not to fear. And he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout because he feared he didn't know what to do. We need to fast to humble ourselves to God. I'm not saying he did the wrong thing now. But I'm saying if the people was coming across the, you know, come across to get them, it was just too late to fast then. You know what I'm saying? We got to fast and pray and seek the Lord as you feel. Wednesday is the church. Let me see who fasts at least a half a day on Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday. Okay, now see what I'm saying? Wednesday is your fast day in church. At least fast a half a day. As long as you can, after, you know, 12 or 1 or 2. Do that. Okay, that goes up into heaven. Everything you do is wrote down. Did you know that? That builds up your account up there. How many of you got a bank account in heaven? You better have one now. You know, you tell me I know a bank account down there, forget about down here, honey. They're going to take that from you, but you get your bank account in heaven. So fast and pray. How many of y'all at least pray 10 minutes a day? I ain't going to say nothing else now.
put you some prayer up there. Put you something up there.
So when your trials come against you, you won't fear. No matter what come against you, there will be no fear there. Let me show you what David did. I may not be up here too long because I'm so excited about this. I'll be preached it all before all the details in here. So let's go to the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel. Hallelujah. Again. Y'all remember how David had to run from Saul, and he lived with the Philistines, and he lived there a year and 4 months doing things. He was doing some stuff, but he would tell this Achish that he was doing, well, I don't know how they used that in them days. But David went out every day doing something, you know, killing up folks and telling them. He did taking land. In those days, it was land. You know how much land you had, you know. So it came to pass in the 30th chapter that when David and his men were come to Ziklag, they went off. They was going to fight with the Philistines. Now, listen, the Philistines was Israel's enemy. And so when David stayed with this man that was a Philistine, they was going to go and fight Saul. And David was going with him. So he stayed with the man named Achish at Gath. He had made friends with this, and the man had given him Ziklag because he said he didn't want to live in the same, you know, live with the king up in the same county. So right now, all that belongs to the kings now. But anyway, he lived there for a year, and he was a friend of this man. He became a very good friend. And when he said, well, where you been, David? He tell him, I've been out killing some of Israel, and I've been out this place and that place. And he kill up everything so nobody couldn't talk. That's good. That's back in the Old Testament. I can't go back and explain all that to you. Get rid of everything so nobody can't talk. Don't leave nothing undone. And so, hallelujah, so when they got ready to fight the Philistines, Paul Samuel done got to the place that he can't hear from God. So he goes to a fortune teller, somebody who called a clairvoyant, because she calling people about the ground dead. Y'all look at me, ain't none of y'all got no horoscopes y'all read, do you? Stay away from that stuff, because it's real. She pulled Samuel up out that ground. Sure did. Now, don't ask me about all that, because I ain't got time to explain all that now. But when they were supposed to get rid of all the clairvoyants in the land, but he got so down and so he had disobeyed God so. Children of God, you know, when we disobey God, when he tell you something, it adds up. It adds up. Okay, then when you get to where you need him, it may be a time that you can't get a hold to him. Do what you know. Do God don't count nothing you don't know. But what God has been telling you in your heart for you to do, do it. Don't worry about what other people think. Forget about what other people think. When you come into the truth, you walk in the truth that you know. You know, God don't count you for other truths. He don't count that. Praise the Lord, because America's in a mess, I'm going to tell you that. Praise the Lord. But however, Saul got to the place that he was just messed up. So he went and told this clairvoyant. But she said, Saul said he's going to kill everybody that get into that stuff. He said, I won't kill you. I promise. She didn't know it was Saul then. So he said, well, pull me up. Who you want to pull him some out the grave. Samuel came up and said, why are you disquieting me? And said, when Saul got up, she said, you're Saul. But he had told her he wasn't going to kill her, you know. So then Samuel began to talk to Saul. He said, I can't find him by whatever they found him by Urim and Thummim. These were things they used to seek the Lord. The priest can't put on his garments and nobody can answer me. That's in a bad shape. He couldn't find God nowhere. But he let jealousy and everything else he was doing. See, he would not accept that God had chose David to be king. So he going to kill David. Now he going to do something that, come on. People fight against God to their own hurt. And so he told him, said, this day you're going to be with me, you and your sons. He said, what you calling me for? I mean, hey, God ain't asked you. I certainly can't. He said, you're going to be with me. And sure enough, Saul and his sons were killed from the Philistines. You know how they fit, you know, when David got up there and killed that giant, that was from the Philistine. He was a Philistine giant. Amen. So David is riding back with this man, going with the Philistines to kill, you know, to kill Saul. And they say, hey, David can't be going with us. Who is that? He said, that's David. He said, he's the one that they used to make songs about. That Saul killed his 1,000 and say, David killed his 10,000. No, blood thicker than water, brother. No, we don't want him. He said, well, he's been good to me. He's fighting with this Philistine king because he had lived in the Philistine country for a year and 4 months and did what he was going to do and had the man thinking he really cared about him. I guess maybe did. But however, he didn't go to battle. He went far enough away for the Amalekites to get into Ziklag where he was living. And God was with him because they didn't kill his wife and kids. They just took them. Now, anytime an enemy go into your town, they kill up your stuff. David did. He killed up everybody. But they didn't. They took David's wives. It's so strange how they named his wives. I got to look into that too. But they took the two wives he had married and took the kids and took all that he had. Listen, and burnt the place down with fire. Here the men riding back to town to Ziklag, all of David's men, all of the men. They looks at this country. I just don't know what they feel. The thing is burnt to the ground. No kids, no dogs, no nothing. They had burnt everything. So the people begin to cry and moan. It's the 600 men, he said he took over. It was 600 of them. And they just moaning and, you know, so who they don't blame David. You know, strange about people. You know, he put them out there and took care of them. Now they're getting ready. Something happened. We're going to kill you. So they want to stone him. They were so heartbroken. Can you imagine your wife going? And the first thing they thought, they were dead. Because that's what they did in them days. They killed them. So he thought they were dead. And David didn't know what to do. But he said, let's do a fast. It didn't say David was afraid. God showed me this. No. When they came to David, he didn't do what Jehoshaphat did. He said, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. And that his God. Say, my God. You got to encourage yourself in not the God I know. Not the God I don't know or nobody. You got to encourage yourself in your God. You got to know this man for yourself. It say David encouraged himself in his God. David began to think about it. I remember when I was chosen to be king. I was just a kid. I almost forgot about it. I almost forgot when I bowed before my brothers and the oil ran down. I almost forgot. But yes, that happened to me. I remember when I took care of my father's sheep. And I was out there and I killed a lion and a bear and I felt the presence of the Lord come upon me. I know that God is with me. I'm going to this God. Oh my God. And you begin to remember, and listen, you got to go back to all the things that you know God has done for you. Come on, get your mind right now. God been good to you. There were times you was in places you should have been home, but you were there and you almost got killed. There were times when this happened and times when that happened, but no, God was there. And that's what you have to think about. So David strengthened himself. You know, they give you strength when you think about how good God been. Come on, think about some things God been good. Y'all don't testify. I heard you testify. You was talking about how good God is. Okay, that strengthens you. That makes you have strength. It gave David enough strength to say, okay, sure. Now, what should I do about this thing, Lord? I don't got a hold to you now. What I'm going to do? He said, go up and do it. And you know, he went out there and got back everything. Children of God, you getting ready to get back everything. I mean, whatever the devil done took, I told you this last week, I'm telling you again, I'm explaining it to you now. You're going to get back everything that devil done took. I said everything. I'm not selling for nothing less. I done told God what I want. I want this, I want that, I want it back. I don't want half of it back. I want it all. Amen. You can have it all. God wants you to have it all. Praise the Lord. Tell me how you felt when you were 17 or 18. He wants you to have it all. Tell me when you could hear, I want that, but I want everything. He done took my hearing, he took this, I'm sick of it. He wants to give you back everything that devil done took. Start encouraging yourself in the Lord. Start thinking about the goodness of God. Stop sitting up whining and complaining. Stop thinking about the Lord. No, think about, yeah, but I remember when you done thus. Lord, I remember when you did such and such. I remember when I couldn't move. I remember when I was sick. I remember when you touched me. I remember, Lord, I remember when I was in my car and somebody might have hit me. I remember when I got in an accident and tied the highway up. I remember when I walked out the car and they say somebody was in that car with that woman. I remember when I tied the highways up. I remember this. I remember this. And I say, God, I'm going to get back everything. Hallelujah. So I remembered. Hell, when my beloved was about 20, and he came to the restroom, came, I told somebody about this. He was so sweet, I said, I want that one. I said, that's the one I want. Give me that back. And I want that one. I want this, I want that. Now, y'all sit up here, and I'm going to get my stuff back now. Don't be asking me, because I'm going to come on be like them other folks. I'm going to say, y'all should have went. They came back, and they said, we ain't giving them nothing back but their sons and their daughters. We ain't giving them. David said, I don't be like that. We going to share everything with them. But I'm going to tell y'all right now, I get my stuff back. I ain't going to say that now. I may give you a little something, but no. Because I'm telling you how to believe. I'm telling you right now to go home and just make your man up. I'm getting back everything this devil done took. Amen. I may call you sometime and see how you feel. And I may pray with you sometime. But you know, I got somebody right now. Hallelujah, the devil did da da da. They call me. I say, Lord, I don't hear that. So they don't tell me. They did. I'm gonna take you to dinner. I said, okay. But I won't listen to nothing else. Because the Lord told you something. I don't want to hear it now. Yeah, but he, I don't want to hear that. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be mean. But I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear it. So I was talking to another sister. I'm so glad she called me. Such a sweet sister, Christopher. She's so sweet. Pray for so-and-so, because I said, oh. I don't even want you to tell me. Pray for sister so-and-so. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Pray for sister so-and-so because, oh, she so-and-so. I said, oh, that's a shame. Oh, I said, oh, that's sad. Now, what have you been doing, honey? How you been doing? I don't want to hear that stuff. I don't want to hear it. It depends on where you standing in God. Now, I don't know where you standing. You come into the prayer meetings every night, I'm praying everybody and this kind of thing, and then somebody, you get in trouble, somebody says, don't you do that, and you go do it. I'm sorry. Amen. And that's the way God do you too. I want to tell you something. And sometimes you think you be, you don't look at me like that. God can tell you no. But get faith from this day. Go to God and remember what he did for you. Right now, think of something God did for you that was, you know God did this. You know, maybe when you was a child, you forgot to thank him for it. He did it for you. I think about things that happened when I was a kid that God got me out of. And I said, Lord, I know that was you. Can nobody tell me that wasn't under God? That's God. And God have done something for you, but you forget. It's a forgot that came right across the sea, just left water, and started mumbling about water. That has always got on my soul. What in the world? You just come across a sea full of water, for God's sake. He can roll back the water. Surely he can give you some water. I say, for the Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. All the things he did, he dropped down manna. And then he said, we ain't got no meat. You know, we're some pitiful people. You know, we don't thank God for, come on now. God is a good God. He's been a good God to you. Come on. Give him some praise. God is a good God. I don't care where you standing. I don't care who did what to you. I don't care if you ain't got nowhere to stay now. I don't care, but God been good to you.
And he still be good to you. He still be good to you. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, if you get that, I don't preach today. You just get that. You go back home and you change. And I see some change in you. I'm going to be happy then. Yeah, I'm saying, oh, Lord, they heard it. Because it's his word that changes you. He'll give you desires of your heart. Now, that is the honest truth, right down to a clothespin. He will give you the desires. He's no respecter of persons. I told God what the situation. I said, Lord, you did this for brothers. I heard of a testimony where God did something. I said, you did it for him. That's what I'm telling. You can do it for me. Now, if I'm not in this place, you tell me because I get in the place because I want you to do what you did for them. They're like a little kid, you know, you kind of judge. You, you gave him one. I said, Lord, you gave her. Now, I know I love you too. Now, what is going on? Hallelujah. I just, he just smiles. Sometimes I feel God smiling at me. God is a good God. Say he's a good God. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, clap your hand. God is a good God. Hallelujah. He gonna bring you. He gonna give you. I don't care how long you've been sitting waiting on it. This is your time. This is your season. Don't you let the devil say, this ain't your season. You're alive. Now, we ain't prayed. We sung that song even when we weren't supposed to sing it. Cause God is talking to us. This is our season. I don't care if it get turned up down, says Brother Mark. I don't care what it look like, what it don't look like. I said, Lord, I'm coming. I come over here on Friday. I told Lord, I'm coming over here every day. I'm walking these things every day. And I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe you. Lord, I thank. And you know, the more you pray, Lord, it'll get in you. You believe it yourself. Brother Mark, you want to believe? Just look. Don't call it prayer. Don't look. Don't get no clocks. Just get up sometime and just say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Just walk. I really love you. You did this. You did that. You ain't got to be, I'm going to pray 15 minutes. Don't say that. You ain't going to pray no 15 minutes. But just say, God, I love you. You look back. You pray. It'll be 2 hours gone. I'm telling you. It'll be, because there is no time with God. And when you get in God's presence, time goes away. And you look up there, you done prayed 2 or 3 hours and didn't even know you was in there. You hear people say 2 or 3. It ain't because they looking at the clock and say, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. No, you get in there and just talk to him. And here's another thing I've learned. Don't talk so much. Listen to him sometimes. Give him chances. Oh, Lord. I get to do it. And then you don't did this for about 15 minutes. That's how come you can't. Then he getting ready to say, and you go. I've learned that. Listen to him. Pray and shut your mouth and let him talk to you. He'll talk to you. He will. But many of us get down and I just pray. Yeah, you pray too much. How much do you listen? So a lot of my time is listening. A lot of my time is just, I'm learning. I said, Lord, I just drop my head and be quiet. Sometimes I don't even remember. You know, everybody quiet. So now if you pray 15 minutes, listen 15 minutes. How would you like for her to be talking to you? She started talking, you can't get a word in edgewise. And I saw it. The Lord taught me that about people being ministered to. You be ministered to, and the preacher lays down there saying the third, and you go off and tell us, and ain't heard nothing. You know, what did he say? What did he say, girl? He wasn't. Why are you talking and God trying to talk to you? But you say this, we've learned all of this. We learned this. Hallelujah. Come here, sister. You're not going to be tired no more. Come here. Yeah, you. Just waiting my time, child. What's your name? Nakia. That's pretty. Ain't that pretty, y'all? Yes, Lord. You know, nobody knows but God. Don't nobody know. And sometimes we don't tell nobody. But God knows your heart. God sees where you are, see what you want. He sees the sorrow. He sees it all. Nakia, God is saying to you, you came here at the right time. He's saying you came at the right time. You may not be looking for no person to put his hands upon you, but God is going to lay his hands upon you. He's going to raise your hands, sweetheart. He's going to do what you, oh, hallelujah. What you need from God, he said, it's yours. He said, cry no more. He said, search no more. He said, search no more. But he said, search for him to do what he's going to tell you he want to do for your destiny. Because you got a destiny. You got a destiny. You got a destiny. And the devil don't want you to reach that destiny. No, he don't want it. But the devil is a lie. Yes, Lord. So the Lord will say to you, seek him. And don't just spend time done crying and crying and crying and you ain't listening to what he done said to you after you've been crying all. You know what I'm saying? Spend some time in silence. And he's going to tell you the next step. Because you need some directions. So God is going to help you. You don't have to cry no more, Nakia. God has heard you. God has led you to this church where you can get the help that you need. And it may not be like you want it, but I just have to do what God say. Amen. It doesn't matter where you've been. How low. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I will say to you, it doesn't matter. God loves you. God loved for you. Before you ever got here, God loved you. Before you ever was put in your mother's womb, God loved you. And your life is ordered. And your destiny sets and waits for you. You got a great destiny. A great destiny. God bless you. Yes, Lord. I like that smile, girl. I like that. Yeah, God gonna give you. Well, you gonna really smile at anybody. You gonna get something from God. God gonna. If you wanna, if you would you please tell me? I'm so nosy. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. You go with God, cause He sure been with you. Yes, He has. You can look back and say, yes, He sure right. He sure did that. Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Pray. Will you stand? We're going to pray for Donald. We're going to pray for Ernest. Yeah, we're going to pray for Al. Who? Oh, Lord, I just want to go see Trina. I may get somebody to go and come get Mama. Yes, Lord. Father, this is a different service. I just really feel different. I just really know that you're going to do what you say. I know you're going to fill this church with hurting people. Hurting people. Now we got to get our minds that we do know you. We've been taught about you for years. We've been preached to. But now our problems are going to become secondary. And the problems of the people will fill our hearts. And as they fill our hearts, we'll find that we have gotten what we need. I ask it in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, God, I feel that you have done something, many things here today for people. You've touched them. And the word, God, have moved many things out of their hearts and put things in their minds that you've been trying to put in there. And now you did it today. I thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. So we rebuke sickness. Every one of these that got on you said they're going to put on the ephod. That's going to keep sickness away from them. I pray that you would, Lord, take sickness from this church in the name of Jesus. You did it one time, remember? You can do it again. Praise the Lord. Thank you. So we thank you for our health. We thank you for our strength. And we thank you, Lord, that you just stirred us up to do what we got to do, and you'll do what you say you'll do. I ask it in Jesus' name. Go back with these, my brethren, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your face shine upon them in the name of the Lord. We don't understand what that means, God, but that's a great thing. When your face shine on us, oh, my Lord, and this is what you want. You told them to pray this over Israel, that your face would shine. Oh, my God. We don't realize, God, the love. But we take it in the best we can as a human. And we ask you to move by your spirit. Open every deaf ear. Move arthritis. Move bursitis. Lord, move all these diseases from your people. High blood pressure. Sugar diabetes. Lord, move these things out of your people's body, Lord. Where they have to just go and see what's going on. Hallelujah. Move it, God. Move it, God. Thank you, Jesus. Move it. I ask it in your precious son's name. In the name of the Lord, I praise you. I want those that's got arthritis to come up here and let's pray together. Arthritis. Anybody got arthritis? Yeah, arthritis. Oh, I didn't know that. I know what God don't say nothing that ain't so. I know that. God, praise God. Arthritis. Arthritis. And the Lord will say, if you can believe, all things are possible if you believe. Come on, sister, help me pray for these people. My hands are a little cold. They say that's a warm heart, right? Okay, all right. Thank you, Jesus. We believe in you, Lord. Arthritis in the knees, in the arms, in the legs, all over, in my hands, feet, the body, Lord Jesus. Let your love flow through these, my brethren and your brethren, in the name of Jesus, God. And take this arthritis, God. Lord, we don't want this stuff in our bodies. We don't want it, Lord. Hallelujah. And now, Lord, help us to listen. Yes. That voice to tell us not to do this or that or not eat this because of the arthritis. Help us, God, because this is the day now we got to do it. Strength. Strength in Jesus' name. Strength to do what you say. Strength. Strength, God. I ask it in Jesus' name, God, by your mighty power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're looking for I'm looking for God to give you a miracle. I'm looking for God to give you a miracle. And everything that Clay and you didn't understand, you're going to be just, wow. So I'm asking, who that, Bridget, touched the foot that's got that, what I don't like. I hate that on my sister's foot. Okay, come here. All right. You can be in child. Good. She touching your foot. I curse it. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Lord, move, Lord. Move this ketoids off of her foot. For the glory of God. Let her melt in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. We believe it. In the name of Jesus. You believe that, Clay? You believe God can do it? Yes, Lord. Go and believe, sister. Yes, Lord. And get you a little oil and just oil it. You know, just put a little oil on it and say, in Jesus' name. It's gone in Jesus' name. It's gone in Jesus' name. Amen. God, go in peace, sis. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Diabetes. Come on. I might as well, since I done started, I might as well just finish. Come on, diabetes. Diabetes. Those with diabetes. I know y'all had some. I knew some of this diabetes, but I don't. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You willing to do what God say? Come on, brother. And y'all decide to do what God say. Now, if you ain't going to do what the Lord tell you, go back and sit down. I'm going to get rough on you people. Rough on me too, you know. Praise the Lord. We know what we got to do. Thank you. We know what we got to do. We know what we got to do. You're going to do it now. Remember, God, let it click, Lord. Let it click in her heart, in her mind. Let it click, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let it click. Thank you. To do what you say. Yes, Lord. And in 6 months, you get a good report. 6 months. 6 months. Go to the doctor and the doctor give you a good report. Praise the Lord. We're going to beat this thing. I said, we're going to beat it. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody have headaches at night or something in your bones or some mood ain't right? Or something you can't sleep and you don't sleep good at night? Yes, thanks. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Your hands go to sleep. That's blood and blood circulation. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to, yeah. But in Jesus' name, I pray that the Lord would touch her. In Jesus' name. And God, in a couple of days, it's going to come by you. And he's going to tell you something natural. And you're going to do it. Right? God bless you. Yeah, be obedient. You know, many times God tell you what to do. Your pastor and your mother and your whoever I am to you all, I get a book on everything, tell me what to do by my body. Don't a Jack, I do. Order that. I need the dog if I can eat this or that. Order that, Jack. I can't. It's sometimes a simple thing to do. Come on now. You want to be an athlete, don't you, for Jesus? Look in the world. They got lots of sense. The Bible even say they do. They get up and they go take exercise. Sister is 80-something years old. This lady, and she exercises. She walks when she can every day. This woman is over 80, but she walks. What's wrong with her? Yes, I know some of y'all do. Yeah. You got to do something. You can't just say, yeah, God did it. No, you got to do something. I'm sorry. You ready to do something? Okay, so Lord, help me to do something. In Jesus' name. Turn around and say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You may be excused with your blessed self.